Local News, Culture, and NPR. This is Radio Catskill, keeping...
Good morning. We're live, as you can tell, here on Ballads and Banjos. I'm Tim Bruno, in with Sonia Hedlund. Good morning, Sonia.
Well, yes, we are here today, Steve. It's just marvelous to be on the air with Tim again. We've done this show together quite a bit of the time. When I think about it, it's been always fun to do a live show, and I haven't done live shows for a long time.
And we're doing it live because it's our fall fun drive.
And it's much better to talk about the station live when you're really asking people for money. Today's show, you know, as the election comes closer, I've decided to play some songs about what the issues are that are in the air as people consider voting. And I wanted to do that with Tim because he's done one of our shows that have a lot of information about what's happening in the community. I mean, it is remarkable that we've been able to have a show. Tell me a couple of the ones you really like, the shows that you've done lately.
Well, we have been making sure that we're able to cover the elections from the local level with interviews with local candidates, and local meaning in our immediate area, then also at the New York state level, the state level in Pennsylvania, because of course we straddled two states here with our coverage area. And we also know that Pennsylvania is a crucial swing state. So, of course, we're focusing on the local congressional election there, Matt Cartwright, Rob Bresnahan. And then we also focused on New York's 19th, which is Mark Molinaro and Josh Riley matching up again in that district. And remember that was one of the four districts in New York that sort of flipped in 2022 and put control toward the House for the Republicans. So this is another really critical race and one of the most important in the country. And it's our district. So
now, what time is your show?
That's 10 o'clock Monday through Friday weekdays. And then we also have the local edition at 6:30. We also put everything up online so that folks can have that. And we also online at wjffradio.org have a candidate's guide and more information about what you need to know as a voter. It's called Vote 411, and it's from the League of Women Voters Education Fund. And you can punch in your address and find out what you need to know about your registration, where your polls are, all of that stuff. Because as you probably heard in that previous story, you know, it's so important to vote. In the last segment, they were talking about the Voting Rights Act and why you need to vote. Well, we need to vote. So go ahead and get
Absolutely,
out there.
We need to vote. So thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to play a bit of music now, and we hope you'll call in and make a donation. The number here is 845-482-4141, or you can go online at wjffradio.org.
And I would just note that this is the one time during the drive where you can call in and talk to Sonia and say hello and show your appreciation for Ballads and Banjos and the great work she does for this show. Every Saturday morning, it's a Saturday morning institution. Folks wake up to it and they love it.
And you know, maybe you'd be willing if you call in, we could put you on the air and could tell us a little bit about your experience with WJFF and why you are donating and how long you've known the station. Because how many years have we been?
We'll be 35 in February. Can you believe? 35 years.
No, I can't.
It's crazy.
And we've been here in this new place for...
Since July of 2022. So
amazing.
It's already been a few years. 845-482-4141. Call in, say hello, show your appreciation for Ballads and Banjos and Sonia Hedlund.
Here we go. The Highwaymen, Deportee. Well, play away. It's not playing.
There we go.
I know.
The crops are all in, and the peaches are rotten. The oranges are packed in the creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexican border to save all their money, then wade back again.
My father's own father, he waded that river. Others before him have done just the same. They died in the hills and they died in the valleys. Some went to heaven without any name.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo,
Jesus y María. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal and others not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on.
600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like rustlers, like outlaws, like thieves.
Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios mi amigo, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. The skyplane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of thunder, it shook all the hill.
Who are all of these dear friends scattered like dry leaves? The radio said they were just deportees.
Adios, amigo, adios, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesús y María. Goodbye to my wife.
Adios a mi Juan.
Y adios, Rosalita. Adios,
adios, mi amigo.
Jesús María.
María. No tendrán ningún
nombre. El
nombre que le van a poner va a ser
are teachers, we are doctors, we are cooks and engineers, letter carriers, truck drivers, conductors and cashiers. We operate machinery, we fly the big airplanes, and we help to build our unions. We got struggle in our veins. We were there in the factories, we were there in the mills, we were there in the mines, and came home to fix some meals. We were there on the picket line, we raised our voices loud, it makes me proud, just knowing.
From 7 to 7, every night of the week, fixing trains in the roundhouse, I work on my feet. And I told my children, I hope the bed bugs don't bite. And I got hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Akron and Hinckley, and Prairie du Chien, they are soldiers and lawyers, and I believe what they're saying. And I'll rouse them at 4, and they'll head down the line. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond heads. On your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all my hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Well, they hired a new man to work as a guard. Every morning at sunrise, he checks out the yard. But for now, I won't trust him, though he seems pretty nice. I got hobos sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, my hobos, rest your vagabond heads. On your old knapsack pillows, in your gunny sack beds. For a few stolen hours, you'll be all right. Both sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Well, I asked my Savior, what should I do? If I'm caught helping hobos, my job could be through. And I heard the answer so clear and so bright. Are my hobos sleeping in your roundhouse tonight? Good night, my hobos. Rest your vagabond heads on your old knapsack pillows in your gunny sack beds. For if you stole an ounce, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. For if you stole an ounce, you'll be all right. My hobo's sleeping in the roundhouse tonight. Good night, boys.
Well, there are some songs about people who are a little bit different. We started out with one about deportees, the highwaymen. And then We Were There, Pat Humphreys, and this piece about hobos by Bill Iles. You know, the music we're playing goes along with issues facing our nation right now as we go into this very important election just a couple of weeks ahead. And
yeah.
I'm Sonia, and this is Tim. He's here. He does a show about politics. Who's coming up in it this week that you'll be interviewing?
Well, on Radio Chatskill, we talk about a lot of local issues, and we're focusing on the election, as you mentioned, because of 17 days until the election. Tomorrow or Monday, we'll have an interview with Representative Matt Cartwright from Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District, which covers our listing area over there in Wayne, Pike, and Northeast PA. Good morning to you there. And then Tuesday, we have an interview with the Ulster County Board of Elections head to talk about, you know, what they're doing to secure the safety of the vote and how it's going over there, and to remind folks of all the deadlines and important dates.
You can vote early right now.
Yeah, you can vote early. In New York, you can vote early as of the 26th. In Pennsylvania, they have something called it's sort of like over-the-counter voting, or it's an in-person thing that they do at the election office.
Okay.
We spoke to the Pike County Board of Elections head, Nadine Marzoni, last week, and she indicated that they're very busy with folks taking advantage of that early voting option in her office, to the point where she's working overtime. And so we had a nice conversation about that, and you can hear that at our website, wjffradio.org. But as I said to her, that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Sorry you're working overtime, but it's a good thing are taking advantage and are out voting early. So that's on the website, and right next to that is the donate button.
Okay, 845-482-4151. We've had some callers. We start out with a longtime favorite. Bob Shulman in Cragsmore is almost always the first to call in. And I want to thank him so much for his constant support of WJFF over these many years and for his donation. If you haven't had the pleasure of going to Cragsmore, it's Route 52, right straight across Ellenville and up. It is one of the most beautiful little nestled in the hillside areas to see. Now, nice for a Sunday drive. So thank
beautiful.
You. We had an anonymous call from Calicoon Center. We had John calling on behalf of Julia and John.
Julia and John, hi.
John is also, he does a show with me every now and
then.
You know, some years ago, he made the mistake of calling in, and we got to talking, and then I said, well, you know, you have a nice voice. Would you like to help me put a show together? So we put some playlists together, and it worked out very well, and we've done things about traveling and about, I look forward to many more encounters with John. He lives in Lake Huntington, not so far from us.
Thank you guys very much. And if you want to donate and say hi to Sonia, call 845-482-4141. You can also donate online at wjffradio.org. It's our fall fund drive. And this is one of the few times of year where we ask you to support this station. We rely on the generosity of folks like you to keep our programming strong and voices like Sonia's vibrant and available not only to you, but to everybody. You keep the public in public radio. You keep it free for everybody.
So the piece next is called The Invisible Man. It really is an interesting one where we see workers all the time, and yet we don't know anything about them. It's Tom Paxton and John McCutcheon. Then Pat Humphreys is going to play Hans. It was Jonathan Murnad who was really my mentor, the man who kind of got me started here on ballads and banjos, who introduced me to Pat Humphreys. I didn't know anything about her, and I think she's even done a benefit for up many years ago. And then we'll end that set with another one of Tom Paxton called In America. Thanks for tuning in. The number here again is 845-482-4141.
When you come to a stop on the street, my eyes are the ones you won't meet. With my sign, I haven't eaten yet today. I watch as your car pulls away. I am the invisible man. This was really not my plan. Wherever you don't look, there I am. I am the invisible man. In your office, I'm the guy. The one who every morning says hi. Every day you nod, it's always the same. 10 years and you still don't know my name. I am the invisible man. This was really not my plan. Wherever you don't look, there I am. I am the invisible man. I clean your streets, I sell your news.
I mow your lawns, I shine your shoes.
Each day I do the best I can. Still I am the invisible man. We wander life from end to end,
searching for a home, a friend,
longing for the sweet surprise,
when suddenly we are recognized.
I am the invisible man. This was really not my plan. Wherever you don't look, there I am. I am the invisible man. I am the invisible man.
Now they're cleared and the bridges span. I've seen the hands of the miner digging out the coal. Black dust stuck to their fingers as they lived their lives in a hole. Now the rock, it's still under the ground.
With other Poles bound for the USA. They looked me up, they looked me down, and much to my surprise, they asked about my family,
They checked my mouth, my eyes, put a chalk mark on my coat, my paper stamped and clear. We shuffled through an exit, and I suddenly was here. In America, your torchlight shines afar. In America, like a shining job, got married, we had three kids of our own. 35 years came and went, this place is now my home. Poland's just a memory, a half a world away, but still my heart was torn apart with what I read today. Nazis marching in the street and fires everywhere. The Polish army vanquished and terror in the air. Too many to remember, we'll never know their names. People who looked just like me are loaded onto trains. But here in America, the torchlight shines afar. In America, like a shining distant star, take my place. Here in this land of old and grace, in America. Like a nightmare now, although we know it's true. The horrors people have endured, the evil some can do. To me now in these later days, the lessons are so clear. It cannot be forgotten, and it cannot happen here. In America, our torchlight shines afar. In America, shining distant star, here is where we've come to take our place. Here in this land of hope and grace, in America.
Welcome back to Ballads of Banjos. I'm Tim Bruno here with Sonia Hedlund. It's our special fall fun drive edition. And we want to thank a few folks who have donated to support the show and appreciate Sonia's great work here. Rose Marie from Staten Island donating online saying, great work. Keep it up. Thank you, Rose Marie. Also, a friend, Jonathan from Ardsley. Thank you so much, Jonathan. And we heard earlier from John Robert and Anonymous in Calicoon Center. So thank you all so much. Your support makes this show possible, makes all of our programming possible, and makes it possible for everybody to hear because it's there when you tune it in, right?
Yes. The number here, 845-482-4141. Just a bit of reminiscing. You know, we are now in this very modern high-tech studio, but when we started, and that was 35 years ago, coming up, we were in a little place we used to say by a dam site because there was a dam there. And I remember being enticed to do a show thanks to Jonathan Murnad and others. And I would leave my house at about 5 o'clock in Calicoon Center, and I would drive following the advice of another DJ in the middle of the road with my lights flashing and get to the station hopefully a quarter of six, and do a live show for 2 hours. The technology was quite different then, quite different. And I can remember having to call Kevin Greff, you know, at 6 o'clock when I couldn't get on the air. He was living there by the dam. So that experience of doing a live show in the morning is really a dynamic of radio. I mean, there's something different. And right now, most of our shows, really, the DJs, most of them are still done at home or recorded. Now, Kathy Geary does some, and Aldo and Jesse and Kusar does marvelous shows. But the technology has changed.
You know who does a live opening for us is somebody who's here helping us answer the phones. Matt Hurtado, who's here Wednesdays and Thursdays during Morning Edition, and he lives over your way near Calicoon Center, North Branch area, and comes over and does that every week as well. So I know John, who called, said that he and Julia are morning people. And so it's nice to wake up with folks and voices that you recognize and hear. And it's also nice to have that connection to the community and being able to, you know, just know what the weather is or if schools are closed or what's going on. Right?
One of the things we always had to do was give the weather at 6 o'clock. Now we don't have openers every day. We'd love to have someone come in and start the station because there's sort of well, I'm interested in knowing the weather. Those days we didn't have everything on our cell phones. And that has really changed a whole lot. But the way we try to serve the community has not changed. We are really trying to bring activities and events and voices and people that are here right on the airwaves so that you will know more about where we live.
845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org. And Sonia's right. The mission is the same. We want to foster community interaction. We want to bring people together. We're not here to drive people apart. We're here to bring people together. And we want to create a more informed public and a more engaged public. And I would say entertained and inspired public with shows like Ballads and Banjos on Saturdays with Sonia. So show your support.
Yeah. We've been playing music that is about the issues that is in the they're now up in the in our conversations with the election. And this is a Loretta Lynn song that is really great. It's called The Pill. And then we'll move on to some songs that have to do with war and peace and racism as well. So here we go. The Pill, Loretta Lynn.
You whined me and dined me when I was your girl. Promised if I'd be your wife, you'd show me the world. But all I've seen of this old world is a bed and a doctor bill. I'm tearing down your brooder house, 'cause now I've got the pill. All these years I've stayed at home while you had all your fun. And every year that's gone by, another baby's come. There's gonna be some changes made right here on Nursery Hill. You set this chicken your last time, 'cause now I've got the pill. This old maternity dress I've got is going in the garbage. The clothes I'm wearing from now on won't take up so much yardage. Mini skirts, hot pants, and a few little fancy frills. Yeah, I'm making up for all those years since I've got the pill. I'm tired of all your crowing, how you and your hens play. While holding a couple in my arms, another's on the way. This chicken's done tore up her nest, and I'm ready to make a deal. And you can't afford to turn it down, 'cause you know I've got the pill. This incubator is overused, because you kept it filled. I've got the pill. It's getting dark, it's roosting time. Tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but Daddy, don't you worry none, 'cause Mama's got the pill. Oh, Daddy, Mama's got the pill.
There's a beautiful river. It shines in the Mexican sun. There are boats and they cross from one side to the other at dusk when a hot day is done. It's from there to Acuna, to Del Rio, Texas, U Valley, up through San Antonio. With the pesos I saved up for years, and I'll trade for the chance to send dollars back home. Coyote, coyote, que hiciste, cabrón? Coyote, man, what have you done? You took all our money and left us to die in the heat of the South Texas sun. Coyote, que hiciste, cabrón? He steps out of the shadows. He won't look in my eyes. His hand's out to take all I've got. He says that he smuggled 1,000 good men, and he says that he's never been caught. So with 17 other braceros like cattle packed in for that long final ride. In a semi-truck crossing the border, it's dark and it's hot as an oven inside. Coyote, coyote, que hiciste, cabrón? Coyote, man, what have you done? Took all our money and left us to die in the heat of the South Texas sun. Coyote, que hiciste, cabrón? Shadows are asking in whispers why the truck stopped in the heat of the day. At the first sign of trouble, he's left us all there by the road and he's walking away. Coyote, coyote, que hiciste, cabrón? Coyote, man, what have you done? All our money and left us to die in the heat of the South Texas sun. Coyote, que hiciste, cabrón? Coyote, que hiciste, cabrón?
Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Lurleen Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Can't you see it? I know you can feel it. All in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama has got me so upset, and Memphis has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. on my trail. Those school children sitting in jail. Black cat crossed my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. 'Cause I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying go slow. Well, that's just the trouble.
Who knows?
Washing the windows.
Do so.
Picking the cotton.
Do so.
Nothing but rotten.
Do so.
Too damn lazy.
Do so.
Thinking's crazy.
Do so.
Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do my very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, goddamn. Now you heard him. He's one of you. If you have been moved at all, and you know my songs at all, for God's sakes, join me. Don't sit back there. The time is too late now. Good God, you know, the king is dead, the king of love is dead, I ain't about to be nonviolent, honey. Oh, no, picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. But all I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people, and me. And I loved him because he believed it. He lived by it. But you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears and talk real fine just like a lady, and you stopped calling my mama Aunt Sadie. Hear me now. But my country is full of lies. We all gonna die and die like flies. But I trust nobody anymore. Keep on saying go slow. That's just the trouble.
Do so.
Desegregation.
Do so.
Mass participation.
Do so.
Unification.
Do so.
Next to me, just give me my equality. 'Cause everybody knows about Mississippi, everybody knows about Alabama, everybody knows about Mississippi. God damn, that's it. Southern trees, barren, strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit. For the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the here is a strange and bitter cry.
A very somber song, remembering some of our difficulties over the years, racism, and all the people who struggled to bring freedom and voter rights to the South and to the whole country. There's a marvelous series on public television called Freedom Riders, where you really get a sense of what that must have been like to go on a bus to the South and be attacked. So I want to thank you for listening to the show. It's been really good to talk a bit about why having a local station is important. You know, I'm an early riser. I don't know how many people are, but there are some out there. We also have a marvelous show on the air at 6 a.m. on Saturday. Maybe not the best time. Maybe it could be a better time, but it's called City Arts and Lectures. And today the interview was with a man who is a very high up judge in the country, and he talked about being blind. He talked about what it was like in 1968 when things were really rough, and the importance of participation in what's happening in our community and voting, to be sure to vote. So with that in mind, I want to thank everybody who's contributed. We've had a really fine morning, raised money here, and Tim and I have had a good conversation.
We have, and I want to thank you for always bringing us such thoughtful music in the morning on Saturdays. You always have a theme or a message you're trying to impart to the audience. And today we want to emphasize the importance of, our freedoms. And thank you for bringing that and for making sure that people are rising up early with a little bit of thought and back of their mind there while they're getting their coffee or tea.
So I was thinking, what do you do on the morning of Saturday before Election Day? And it's going to be all kind of calm music.
Good.
Let's all remember, no matter what happens that day, and who it could be, we don't know. But there has to be a sort of calmness to us. I want to think back now, 34, 30, 35 years. This station started in the little hamlet of Jeffersonville. Malcolm Brown and Ann Larson had this vision. We could have a station here. It could be hydropowered. And their dedication to bringing public radio our way was something.
And for 34 years, going on 35, Radio Catskill's been that essential source of local news and community information and music and culture. So by donating today, you'll keep that alive and ensure that Radio Catskill will be here for the next 34 years and beyond. Call 845-482-4141. Sonia, we'll be here for a few more minutes. You could say hello if you'd like.
Yes, please call. I'd love to chat with you if you'd like to. You know, just reminisce for a few seconds with me. That would be a great pleasure to do as well. We'll put some music sort of on in the background to say goodbye. This is a piece called Banjo Banjo, Bella Fleck and Abigail Washington. Couple, great musicians. So with that in mind, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for continuing to contribute to the station. And remember to vote.
Support comes from Morgan Outdoors, local headquarters for outdoor lovers, Main Street Hurleyville, near the rail trail. From books, maps, and children's gifts to footwear, gear, and expertise, morgan-outdoors.com.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Artist Cottage Bed and Breakfast, a newly renovated farmhouse that sleeps four with full gourmet cook breakfast provided daily, located near the top of Hauk Mountain Road in the town of Walton. More information at greatwesterncatskills.com.
I listen to Radio Catskill. It's very informative and so many great people that are telling our stories locally.
I know what my neighbors are thinking about, what they care about. It means that I'm not just a person living in an area, I'm actually part of a community.
You get information from your actual area, which is sometimes very hard to find out about.
Listen to Radio Catskill and donate.
Do your part now. Go to WJFFradio.org and give what you can. WJFFradio.org.
Can two people with different political beliefs still have a meaningful conversation? I'm Ronald Kelson, and I'm working with Radio Catskill on StoryCorps' One Small Step, bringing strangers and our community together, one conversation at a time. We are having conversations in the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania all year long, and you should be a part of it. Sign up now at WJFFradio.org.
StoryCorps' One Small Step and the radio station hubs are made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming live at WJFFradio.org. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR. Today's forecast, mild, plenty of sunshine, good weather for viewing fall foliage, high of 68, low tonight around 38, and it'll continue to warm up through tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday. Tomorrow's high, 70, 72. Monday, 74. Sunshine.